The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue visits Iowa on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, our team is looking forward to this week of practice. I think it's an important week that we go out and try to find a way to get better and improve upon our mistakes. And I think it's a great opportunity to play in a great atmosphere and a team that has very good talent. They're well coached and they're outstanding at home. I think it'll be a huge challenge for our team, and we're just going to try to go out and practice as hard as we can and come Saturday, try to play as hard as we can and see what happens.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. I was curious, how have the guys responded to you over the course of the year and the things you're trying to do with this team, this program?
Well, I think everything's been positive. Our guys have worked really hard in the off season, the summer and the fall, and I think that they really came into the season looking to make a statement. I do think that, the way we played in the first half of the first game gave our guys some confidence, and we kind of rolled that momentum and steam for a while and was able to play probably above our heads and really – play with a lot of confidence, and that was great. And then we kind of hit a lull here throughout the Big Ten schedule. But I do think our guys have worked hard, and I do think in certain areas we've gotten better. But we just still have a long ways to go. But I think that the attitude has been great, and I think regardless of whether we win or lose, we try to make it fun for our guys, even though we got to, be critical and try to improve. But they've had a good attitude. We've done everything we ask. We just have to find a way to get better.
Yeah, I guess how have you, personally tried to keep that confidence up, with them? Because sometimes losing can compound on itself. So what have you tried? Has it been words, actions? What kind of approach have you taken with that?
Well, you're exactly right. It is hard. It's been hard on me. I take losses as hard as anybody, and there have been some weekends where, it hasn't been very fun. You just kind of have to take some deep breaths and learn how to address the team and let them know that, hopefully, there's two ways to approach it. You can all of a sudden start slightly doubting yourself and maybe all of a sudden start to not work quite as hard. And if everyone does that, then you're really going to digress. Or you can just, put a smile on your face, the sun comes up, you learn from your mistakes the next day, you go through the process, you try to work your tail off to improve, and you hope to somehow get better. And I think for the most part, myself, our coaches, we've tried to do that. Our players have responded well. And like you said, it's not easy, but you just got to find a way to grind through it and not second-guess yourself too many times.
Thanks, Coach.
Once again, if you have a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.